Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, fuck with your boy, Angry Fan 007. All right, you know what I'm saying? Hold on 1 second. I'm about to get a couple niggas on. It's going to be a real quick show. I got. Hold on 1 second. Let me see if this is him right here. Damn, I don't know. Shit. What the fuck is this nigga's number? I don't know his number about her. I just thought about that. Hold on, give me a sec. Oh, there we go. Bear with me. I just got off work. I don't want to hear shit. This guy, it's coming. I'm coming. Let me get some money on. Let me see something. And then we can get this shit pop. I know you niggas is killing me and shit. All right. Boom. All right.
Yo. You, Drizzy.
Yo, what up, nigga?
What's good, man?
Not shit. Yo, this is a real bootleg-ass show, obviously. I just pulled up from locking the car and shit. But we about to get this show popping, man. You know what I mean? Y'all niggas hit Twitter. It's about to go down. I'm about to get Swave on. You know it's going to be uploaded ASAP for niggas who miss out and shit. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to get him on the line right now. Hold on 1 second. Idris?
Yes, sir. We on deck. We're going to stop playing games. We're going to get to it tonight, man.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We ain't going to play no games tonight, man. With the guest, we got Swave 7 on. Yo, Swave, what up, man?
What's good?
Not shit, man. You know what I'm saying? It's my bad on the hold up on the show and shit. I'm running around like crazy and shit, locking these fucking cars all day and shit. How are you?
Nah, that's cool. Gave me time to do what I had to do. I had to feed the family and all that.
Most definitely and shit. Well, I mean, I ain't even gonna play no games. Yo, we got Drizzy on. Yo, Drizzy, you there?
What's good, Sway?
What up? I'm about to say who else is there, man.
Oh, yeah, we on tonight, man.
Yeah. Wing with her daughter tonight, so I'm trying to run the boards from my phone and shit, and that shit is, like, going crazy. But, yo, my nigga, I'm mad as fuck right now. Like, I spoke to you last night, and now I'm even more mad because the nigga Rain Man said he had a blog coming out today explaining everything, and it's like, my nigga, where's the blog at? Like, this shit is just crazy to me, B. He said that shit on Twitter, like, what was it, last week, last Thursday?
He said I got a blog coming on next week.
He said on Friday explaining all questions will be answered, and they're for his fans. And then you turn around and his Twitter's deleted. And it's just like, yo, this shit just doesn't make no sense. Like, have you heard from him? Do you know what's going on or what?
I do not know what's going on. I reached out to Rain Man. I haven't spoken to him yet. I don't know. It seems odd.
Mm-hmm.
And it, I don't know. It's just weird.
Have you spoken to him since he's been out of jail? Allegedly?
No, I haven't spoken to him at all. Like I said, it seems weird. Like, I don't know what's going on, B. I see everybody coming down on my team and all that about condoning this bullshit. Like, listen, niggas that know us. Don't condone bullshit. If he's lying about going to jail to miss out on a gyms battle, then that's something that we got to deal with. Hold on, cut it out. That's something we got to deal with but I ain't speak to him. And I admit, if he's lying, that shit is kind of crazy. That shit is, like, very whack and very stupid to me. You know what I mean? If the shit is lying. But if he can explain himself and got a logical explanation for all of this, then there's not much we can say. But I hear gyms. I see Show Off going at him. Like, you know what I mean? It's just, niggas just got some explaining to do, that's all.
I mean, Sway, come on, Sway, we got to keep it a buck. He's lying, bro.
Yeah,
Sway, it's been a month since the event.
Yeah, oh, look, by, You know, I'm a man of actions, B. Actions show everything, B. And by the style of his actions, it looked like that. Yeah, it looked like he's lying. I keep it real. It looked like he's lying wholeheartedly. And to racing to Twitter, not getting back at nobody, you know what I mean? Just,
yeah.
It's just, I don't know. It's kind of crazy to me, yo. It's weird. Because I speak to him frequently. This ain't like him. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And wasn't he on Instagram recently?
Yeah, he was. He tweeted something. He put something up on Instagram.
So he's not locked up. He ain't hurt or nothing. He's just not reaching out because he's caught.
I don't think he was saying he was still locked up. I guess he just got locked up that weekend. I don't know, man. Like I said, I got to talk to him.
He supposedly got locked up the day before the battle. And he came
right
out that Monday. And
at 7 a.m.
to him
since. I haven't spoken to him before the battle. Yeah, and I haven't spoken to him around that time, the day before the battle either.
I mean, this is
good. And he had bars for gyms, man. I heard the bars. So that's why I'm like, everything is weird, bro. I don't know what's going on, but it seems funny. And funny style shit I don't like. So if he really did that shit, we need to talk. Yo, Ray, man, if you listen to this, holler at me, nigga. Call, hit my line,
this
my G.
But I mean, here's my thing about it. I just got fucked. You should not have to say that on the air. And it's been a month. You should have already reached out. Let me ask you this. What's the rest of Team Homie saying?
Huh? Nigga, Team Homie don't condone dumb shit. Well, don't condone fuck shit. And niggas is feeling like that's fuck shit he did. I got members of Team Homie mad because, you know, a lot of niggas talking crazy about my team over this dumb shit.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Team Homie.
Yeah, exactly. And that's, I can't have stupid shit tarnishing my brand, B. Like that shit, and this shit is stupid.
You shouldn't. I'm gonna come clean, man. That nigga's lying in my eyes, D. It doesn't take a month. Here's my thing, Sway. Here's my thing. When Jim's dropped his blog, and then you see me make the blog, like, my nigga just show the proof, and he didn't do it then, he could have made both of us look stupid by saying, what? These niggas is dumb. Hey, Igloo, 1 minute blog, showing the goddamn my motherfucking, you know what I'm saying, arrest number or whatever. Whatever. A little piece of a corner of a date that shows you anything, and he has done nothing. He's done the exact opposite. He's vanished. He's like, number one, we got to break down why I myself am really mad. Number one, I look at it like this. Rain does not portray to be no street nigga, or nigga who gets locked up a lot, or none of that shit. And I understand that. That's what's up. But this is what he doesn't understand. Don't nobody want to be in jail, period. He don't know what it's like to be stripping butt naked in front of niggas, opening your ass crack for fucking police and eating bologna sandwiches. He don't know nothing about none of that shit. So why the fuck would he open his mouth up and say that? That shit is so whack to me. Like, any nigga who did, if he did 5 hours in jail, you should be offended that he would do that dumb shit. Because I'm not even buying no
excuse. I'm pretty sure there are some that are.
Huh?
I'm pretty sure some are. Some are offended.
It was just
a stupid move.
Hey, Sway, your phone was going off. Say that again.
I said it was just a stupid move. There are people that's offended. You know what I mean? And it was a stupid move and very unnecessary, man. And I just need to explain himself, man. And if he do that blog, hopefully it explains well enough to set everybody at ease.
I feel like I need to set
out of you too. That's kind of crazy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm coming down on my team for this shit. And my nigga.
Yo, but
I mean,
problem is, he didn't do the blog. The blog was supposed to be today. He didn't do it.
Well, you know. Mm-hmm. We'll see what's up. We'll see what happened, bro. Technical difficulty.
I mean,
anything can happen.
All right, so,
I mean, come
on. Let me ask you this. Yeah, go ahead, Drizzy.
I mean, it's been a month, man. It's like, I mean, even when he came out, he said, well, it was a semi-paid battle and niggas take deposits all the time. Like, what does that have to do with you saying you was in jail? I just don't understand this.
I don't understand.
Like, what do you mean it was a semi-paid battle? Like, what does that even matter? You took the deposit, obviously. So what does it matter? Like, I don't understand this, B.
And then on top of that, for his information, it wasn't just a semi-paid battle. You was the fucking main event, nigga. Like, what the fuck is wrong with it? Did you not get it? No one was talking about Mulatto Black versus Bonnie. Nobody was talking about, no offense, but Fabio versus Big Nation wasn't the main event. You know what I'm saying? Like, Rosenberg World versus Heavy Half wasn't the main event. No, nigga, it was Gems and Rain Man. That was the main event. That whole card was damn near based around that one battle. So how the fuck do you turn around and say, oh, it was just a semi-paid battle anyway? Niggas take deposits all the time and don't. Like, what are you talking about? That's not an OG.
Yeah, and then it's,
in my eyes, the nigga's not an OG right now. He's a sucker in my eyes
right
now. Like, that's whack. That's whack.
That's whack.
There's no way to sugarcoat it. None of that shit is whack. I'm wondering if
you,
this is worse than what Press Mafia did. Look, Sway, you know what it is, Sway? He could have very easily said I had family emergency. I had a, you know what I'm saying? Like, something like that. No one's going to question what that is. He jumped out the fucking window and thought what no one would do research to see if he was locked up. That's where he fucked up at. And he really fucked up when he started fucking tweeting niggas at 7 o'clock in the morning talking about he just got out of jail, he just left court. It's not even open at 7. What the fuck are you talking about? But you don't know that because you don't go to court. So you don't even know that. And then the way he said it, everything was weird all the way around. First and foremost, the Facebook post that supposedly jumped up and got made, "Free my uncle Rain Man." No one knows who this nigga is. The fucking post got deleted like the next day and shit. And none of this shit makes no fucking sense to me. He's lying. No proof video, no nothing. He's a fucking
And then he jumped out the window.
What it is.
He jumped out and said, "Well, y'all don't ask nobody else to show the proof when they say they get locked up. So why should I?" My nigga, what are you talking about?
It don't sense, Wave. It doesn't. What's Poison Pen saying?
He's not. Poison Pen is on the road right now doing him. About to host this battle on Sunday. It's my
his body's over there. Number one, we all know that Team Homie is not no sucker niggas, and y'all don't condone sucker
that.
We know that. No one's questioning that at all. It's just, damn, it's Rain. It's just Rain Man. There is no, I can't say what to do. I mean, but there is no, I got to holler at him. It's a month later. If that nigga wanted to talk to you, he would have talked to you. He shouldn't be ducking phone calls and stupid shit like that. You know why he's ducking it? You know why he's ducking this way? Because he doesn't know what to say to you. He knows he's a fucking idiot who got caught out there with a stupid-ass lie. This is the worst lie in the world. You get, like, you just insulted anybody who had them cuffs put on him. Tweeting, "Oh, I just came out of jail. Jail's the suckers." Like, nigga. Like, what? Where's the proof that I just don't get it, bro. I don't get it. I used to look at Rain Man as an OG, my nigga. I grew up watching this nigga and read all these niggas. When no one gave a fuck about Rain Man, I was right here riding with that nigga for every fucking battle he had. For him to do this, this is like a spit in the face, bro. It's a spit in the face.
Because nobody was really checking for Rain Man, man. It, like, AFM really, like, Caps is a diehard Philly fan. Like, I am too, so it's like, we was the niggas really, like, talking about Rain Man. Niggas wasn't really checking for Rain Man. And then him and Jim start going at it, so that sold the battle. So, but for him to just disappear and, like, that shit is whack, man. That shit is whack, especially when you the main event. Because I done been to mad events where the main event didn't go down, and that fuck up everything.
Sway, all right, so Sway, fuck, I'm going to put you on the spot. So, because you're never going to get no proof. I'm going to tell you that right now. That's not going to happen. You know what I'm saying? So if it come out this nigga's a liar, I mean, so what are you going to do? Being that he's Team Homie.
I don't know. about to talk to him. What I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to disclose what's going to happen on air without talking to him.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. It's a difficult situation because I got members of Team Army that's upset about this whole situation. I'm upset about what it's making us look like.
That's the whole shit. If he was down with, I don't know, SO and S or there's some old regular other shit, it'd be different, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's like, this is Team Homie. You niggas is
you respect them shit out of niggas like that.
Yeah. Team Homie like a family, man. That's family.
Now we are family, man. We are. This ain't something I just kick niggas in and get niggas in and kick them out. This is something that, you know what I mean? It means something. Rain is my chick. You know what I mean? I fuck with Rain. But this is corny. This is definitely, he's definitely moving in ways that I don't move. He's definitely moving in ways we don't move right now. You know what I mean? And I'm only saying that because I'm only can see one side right now. I haven't spoken to him for him to explain himself. So all I see is what's out there. And I admit, the fact that I haven't spoken to him seems fishy. It seems weird. It's not him. So more frequently, this is not him. You know what I mean? Something's up. I don't know if it's the jail story or if he lied and it's crazy. The way it's looking right now, it's looking like he lied and he don't know what to say to people. That's what it looks like. He erased his Twitter. He's not trying to face him. He's trying to run from a problem, it looks like. And it's like, I see, if you're going to be a part of this culture, this is something that's about to stain you and follow you everywhere.
Definitely. Everywhere.
So his blog got to be amazing, bro.
Bro, he don't got no blog, Sway. He got no blog. And for the record, in case Rain Man is listening, I'm assuming the reason why Showoff is going at you so hard is because his right-hand man is actually really in jail right now. He's in prison right now. He's in prison right now. Well, you're joking about being locked up? People are actually locked up right now. Yeah, he was just thinking of I don't want to battle Jim, so let me think of a good excuse that'll hold everybody over and no one's going to question. Last month of the ARP, he ain't speak to either about that. They ain't talk about that. So I don't get it. How the fuck are you an OG? I don't get it.
And I have a
blog coming tomorrow also on this.
And it's like niggas got to think about, like you got to think about it from Jim's point too. Like he promoted the battle for months and months. He fucking wrote it, spent all this time writing these rhymes, and then you didn't even battle. So the nigga probably didn't even get the second half of his money. So, like, niggas don't even be thinking about the opponent. Like, this nigga done probably missed out on half of his bread. He done wasted mad time writing these rounds when he could have been preparing for somebody else. You know what I'm saying? It's mad shit that go into it, man.
Right.
I mean, a nigga's just blogging. I just don't get it. Raymond, you got the fucking diss on this nigga. You're blogging on this nigga. You're running around tomorrow. He got your diss record pulled down. And you're fucking going back and forth with niggas fans. Ray, you doing everything and then you don't show up. And what is the probability of you getting locked up the day before the fucking battle anyway? And the nigga wrote an essay talking about, I got arrested for something called a failure to appear. Like, he was totally clueless of what that was. Talking about, like it was an actual crime or some shit. Talking about, it's weird that you can get locked up and not know what you did. Like, number one, if you got a failure to appear, Rain Man, because you obviously don't know what the fuck you're talking about, that means you did something wrong. Either you missed a court date or you didn't pay the fine. Like, cops don't just lock you up for failure to appear, my nigga. That was a fucked up lie to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what you're talking about. You're tweeting at 7 o'clock in the morning. There ain't no court at no fucking 7 o'clock in the morning.
You got locked up in Alabama, my nigga. That's the most racist place in America, probably. Like, you're not just walking out of there early in the morning, 7 a.m. My nigga, like, come on, B.
That's the most racist place in America.
You team homie, and I feel you. Come, you don't want to just bash nigga, even though I think you should, because it's obvious he's a liar. It's quite clear, my nigga. You know what I mean? I know you don't want to.
Right.
It's quite clear, my nigga. You don't even got to say that. We all already know it already. There's nothing this motherfucker can say at all that will make me believe shit anyway. It don't take you, what, it take you 5 weeks for an excuse? No, you want to die down. And you, number one, you're not going to battle no more. You already figured that that's a wrap because you're exposed. But what about your music, Rain Man? You
Talk
said
about
you make
it.
Music. Don't you think that your music is now affected also? Because no one's going to fuck with this. You're Floyd. You're Floyd. I mean,
where you
going
to promote the music at? He don't have Twitter. He ain't even what you're not going to promote your music.
You don't even got a Twitter no more. You deleted your Twitter. The last thing I seen on Rayman's fucking YouTube page is a diss going at Gems. You should delete the page, man. Just delete that shit, man. This is sad. This is real fucking sad right here, man. Philly is doing good. Reed is back. Sis is back. Big Hand got a PG.
E-Nez.
Everybody knows. Everyone loves. Everyone's who?
E-Nez going off.
Thing. Like, even Tech N9ne. Even Tech N9ne. And it's like everyone calls Philly the forgotten city, or niggas playing. Niggas don't fuck with Philly niggas. This might be why. They're on the up and up, and you go and do this clown shit. And you got Swave up here. Swave is really don't know what. I know what the fuck hell to be real with you, but he ain't saying that shit. He ain't gonna say it. He ain't gonna say it. But Rayman, you supposed to be a fucking old. That's all right. I'm gonna talk to you tomorrow on my blog and shit. Cause it don't make no goddamn sense. It went from you not showing up to a battle to like I'm really offended by this whole I'm locked up shit. I swear to God I am. I done gave these crackers 3 years in and out of my life, in and out of their fucking system. Like you're not just gonna go. And just throw that out there like that. Like, nah. Fuck no, nigga. Who the fuck do you
I mean, think
you
about
is?
It, B. It's to the point we got Swave up here. Like, come on, B. Like, for him not to reach out to you, like, that's just disrespectful, man. Like why should you be up here to answer the questions? He should have been addressed this shit.
I mean, I feel you. I keep it real, and the reason why I haven't addressed it for so long because I felt that way. I felt like he needs to be the one on this radio show, not me. I'm just on here defending Team Homie name because we ain't fuck boys. We don't do dumb shit. You know what I mean? That my foundation members of Team Homie know what it is. Man. I got like a core council, niggas. My core council. They know what it is. Y'all know what it is. You know what I mean? He was an add-on. He wasn't part of the core. But that's my man. And I was digging what he was doing with the music and all that. You know what I mean? Rain can speak. Feel me?
Yeah.
And not for nothing, I have respect for him because, you know, I used to live in Philly. So I know what it is. You know what I mean? So I put him down with the brand, but you know I really don't like this type of shit. This shit right here with my team looking crazy over some lies being told for nothing. Like you said, he could have said anything about other than that. He could have family emergency. Anything could have came up. He could have just kept it real. If you ain't finished your bars, like yo, I ain't really prepared, man. You know what I mean? Like, whatever it was. But I know that's not the case, and I know I heard his bars. So he was definitely prepared. But it's just like, I don't know, man. I don't like shit like this. Man. I really don't. The shit is whack.
It's super whack.
ARP30, ARP's been a stand-up dude. Been looking out for niggas, doing good business.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's Gems 30. You know, Gems. You know what I mean? It got to the point, even at the event, a couple of my team, how many niggas got mad at Gems for even talking about Rain Man crazy. Like, we were still trying to have his back. You know what I mean? We were still, now we looking crazy.
Yeah.
Like, he got to explain himself, yo.
He got to. It's not about him no more. It's about Team Homie. But, like, once again, like I said before, no one is questioning y'all. it's just like now we looking at it like, damn, this nigga Team Harmony, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm looking at it like that. That's crazy.
Some real fakeness just got rubbed onto y'all just now because of this nigga. And it's whack to say that. Yo, I done hosted his comeback battle versus Ty Law. He done gave me the angry fan bar, all that. Let's not get him. I acknowledge all that. Like, this is disappointing, man. It's so disappointing, I'm mad. Like, I don't believe you did that shit. You not reaching out to nobody in Team Hami. You ain't doing corny. You ain't doing shit. There's no way in hell he's dodging Swave Sever for a whole goddamn month. But yet, he's right, though. No, you not right, nigga. We ain't stupid. My nigga, everybody don't got to be book smart, but motherfuckers know common sense. Common sense says he's lying. Fuck what you're talking about.
Right.
And guess
I mean,
what? That nigga provides paperwork. You know what? I'll go a step further. If this nigga shows some paperwork, right, or some shit saying that he has facts that he dead ass was locked up this weekend, I'll PayPal that nigga $100. I'll do it. I said I should live on it. I'll PayPal that nigga $100. That motherfucker can provide something to just make so we know he was there. And I don't even, because if you think about it, you said a weekend, like, did you even go to the county? You might have, but you might have, I don't know, man. He was in pepper spray, man. Do you know any of that?
Anybody that really was locked, like, would have just shown, just to clear your name, period. You know what I'm saying? To clear your crew. Like, you would have been like, look, nigga, I was locked up. This the date I was locked up. Like, this is the thing. We don't care what it was for. We don't want to be in your business. Like, we don't care if it was for a speeding ticket or if it was for some other shit. Just show us you was in there, my nigga, if you really was.
That's it. You was just do it. You know why? Because there ain't no motherfucking jail that he was in. Unless he gonna go buy a whole bunch of Play-Doh and make a jail cell. He's trying to fit his ass in there. I'm not, man. He's lying. And this shit started, yo, this is getting out of hand. This is why I started my channel to begin with. It's just like battle rap is like getting crazy. It used to be so much pride in battle rap back in the day. Whether you did it for fun, whether you did it for competition, niggas took it serious. Now you got shit like this everywhere. I'm sorry. I hate to keep bringing it up, but Prez Mafia is on URL. How the fuck am I supposed to be cool with that? And I respect battle rap this much. I respect battle rap too much for that. Does it make sense to me?
Yeah, we can't condone that shit,
bar,
man.
Does it make sense to me, bro?
Yeah, that shit is crazy to me, man. We can't condone this shit, man. It's just like, it used to be pride, like, Niggas was betting. Niggas had confidence in their rhymes and their ability and took it serious. Now it's like niggas not showing up. Niggas are still in bars. Like, it's just some corny shit going on, man.
Who are you telling, bro? Part of the reason why I lost a lot of love for this shit, man. A lot of corny shit going on, man.
And if it's not niggas being Hollywood, everybody's trying to PG stuff and have a million fucking bars and a battle and a three-rounder. It's just like, it's no, like, the originality, like, somehow got lost. Like, it went from niggas having their own style to everybody wanting to rap like this. Everybody thinks they got to move their hands up and down in an elevator motion. You know what I'm saying? And do a whole bunch of reaching and spelling shit out and like, it's just like, where the fuck did we go wrong? Now, don't get me wrong, you still got your bridges and your T-tops, and you still got niggas holding it down. But when you look back, number one, it used to be only the top spitters got shine anyway. Now
that's
it's
a
just
fact
like
right
every
there.
Niggas be having, only the nice niggas really got shine back in the day. Now, oh, please. You got like 1,000.
Yeah, it's ridiculous now. Word. It's so many of them that the spit is not even getting shine no more because you got to pick them out of a pack.
If you really think about it, how the fuck can you tell who nice if everybody is trying to just bar. Like, half these niggas is not believable at all. I believe y'all niggas. With Sway, you said some shit, I was like, look, when you battle Show Off, and the, like, you know how you be looking and shit? Like I believe that shit. Like, you gonna fuck a nigga up. Fuck me knowing that you know karate and shit. I believe it. These niggas just get up there and just rap. They look like, no, nigga, no. I want to turn it off.
Yeah.
I'm not
like, think about it, Sway.
It's whack.
Sway, man, you remember, like,
I don't know.
Used to
I don't know what they. I'll say it again.
I was going to say, man, you remember, like, niggas used to
Hello?
Bet they jewelry. Niggas used to, like, man, it was serious, man. Like, now, like, I mean, think about it, B. You got niggas, I ain't even trying to diss the nigga, but you got niggas like Saga telling niggas they haven't put enough work in, but then he'll go call out an Aver. Like, this shit is just getting crazy, man.
You know the funny part? I thought that, I was just thinking that not too long ago about Saga. Because I heard he said that to B-Dot. B-Dot got
like,
work in. And I said, that's kind of crazy, because he goes, and the only reason why I didn't make a public statement is because Verb is kind of going at Saga too, so Saga has a right to say something back at this point. But yeah, that's kind of crazy to me, my nigga. Like,
what worked?
That's why I was number one knowing that, B. My whole thing is, we gonna fight. Let's fight, man. Everybody's a fair fighter, man. You know what I mean?
I mean,
don't care about battling niggas who put in. Hold on. Oh, yeah, I don't really care about all that extra shit, man.
This shit is sad watching this shit, man. It's fucking sad, man.
It is.
I swear it is.
But what are we going to do? This is a monster that we created, y'all. We created this shit, man. We created it exactly how it is. We're letting a lot of fuck shit walk, and now... It's like, it's unfair for us to try to stop it now. We let so many niggas walk.
Man. I'm about to just be the bad motherfucker that died a lot, man, because I got to start blogging and calling niggas out, man. This is what it is I see right now. Like, I don't give a fuck. If you see me, you see me. Fuck, I ain't going to run, so I don't care. I'm about to start airing niggas out of my channel and shit. This doesn't make no sense to me, bro. This doesn't. I don't know how it got here. It just fucked up. I remember watching 40 Cal battle Sam Scarfo. I think Sam Scarfo was wilding on this nigga. What he said? He said, nigga said, I have your block looking like the fifth board of Control. Like, yo.
Yo, Cap. That nigga 40 Cal bet his Dipset chain. He bet his Dipset chain.
That's what I'm going with. This nigga bet a Dipset chain. You see Sam Scarfo in the blog. Oh, yeah, you know, little sunlight, little Dipset chain, you know. Like niggas was really betting back then. You balancing
right.
A whole bunch of a pool table full of money. The winner gets it all. How the fuck did you get here? Niggas won't even bet a dollar out of their own money, and they getting racks. They getting racks.
Yeah. Right. Niggas getting $15,000.
What is you crazy? This is the niggas is writing in 2 days, 3 days. Like, here's my problem with that. What kind of material can give me in 2 days? Like, man, stop playing with me, bro. This shit is sad, man. It's WWE right now, man. Battle rap, man. It is. You could damn near buy a PG. That got all fucked
that's,
up.
Now, that shit is corny. You got to speak on that. That shit is corny to me, B.
I don't get it. I hear so many stories. Niggas be like, I got a PG. I'm like, what? Yeah, man, North came and hosted this shit. And, like, you know what I'm saying? He gave it 2-3 people. Like, what? Like, oh, man. All right. Whatever. You know what I'm saying? So now when niggas tell me, I got a PG, I don't even be caring no more. I don't care if you got a PG for what.
See, I knew that shit was going to cheapen what PGs was if they start doing that shit. And that's exactly what it did, cheapen the whole idea of the PGs.
Because
now you got the road to PGs when niggas is paying.
Yep.
That's crazy.
The minute that shit became public, the road to PZs, I immediately was just suck my teeth like a bitch. I'll say like a bitch. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, come on, bruh. So you mean to tell me if I give you some money, I can make it a PG if I win? Come on, man. It should be about skill. Everybody rep their hood. Everybody, you know what I'm saying? You, number one, back in the day, you had to be real to even do this shit. You couldn't be no bitch ass with no bars. You know that shit. You couldn't be no bitch ass nigga with bars, period. It was more than that. It was more than that. You could beat the fuck up and ran up out of there.
Yep. I mean, come on. We just had
Bizarre.
And Bizarre was saying how Mook and Solomon used to come to the hood in Detroit and give it up, like, and really rap with niggas. Niggas respected them. You know what I'm saying? You had to really be, you had to be official to, like, really rap with niggas in them circles, man.
Nowadays, you see any goddamn body rapping now. And they will swear to God that they are the best battler out. Like, man, get out of here. I see 1,000 of you niggas. There's so many goddamn leagues now watering shit down, fucking 20 barrels a day dropping. Shit is crazy now, man. It's crazy. In my opinion, only the top niggas should be doing this shit, man. Period. Period. You got motherfuckers with 40, 50 battles out. They don't got no buzz. Nobody even knows them. But they'll tell you they put work in. I got 40 battles. Like, what? Why don't I hear about
that? 40 battles, though. You can't even deny he put work in.
You
but it's like you got 40, you got 40 bullshit under the radar battles.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So what, is,
exactly.
So what does that mean to me? Meanwhile, B-Doc got about 5 on the net. And look at his buzz.
And all his shit is hitting
on,
World
man.
Star.
Some niggas are just shining stars, y'all. You know what I mean? You got niggas that been playing in the league for years. And niggas don't know who they are. But you got your Jordan and your LeBron and your Kobe. That niggas that stand out. You know what I mean?
That's what I was saying. Like I think, like, there was a point in time, like, when URL, like, it was only the best niggas, man. Like, you had you and Old Red. You know what I'm saying? You had the – it was only the best niggas going at it. Like, there was no bottom-of-the-barrel
right.
niggas. Like, now it's a lot of, like, regular niggas. Like, it's just too much, man.
We created a monster, my nigga. We created a monster. We created – you know what battle rap created is, you know, I actually said this to a battler and they got mad. And I told him, for you to be getting mad, you must feel like you wanted to make it I'm talking about. But battle rap gate created another lane. You got rappers. You got niggas that can rap. Then you got niggas who can rap on beat.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Niggas that can rap on beat, battle rap ain't really just ain't they go to. Niggas that can rap on beat do music. You understand me? And then you got the niggas that can't rap on beat, so they can't really do music, but they love to rap. But it's hard for them to gain the concept of rapping the beats. So battle rap just created a lane for them niggas. So now they flooded. They coming in it by all numbers. Oh, shit. I can rap. I ain't got to make a song. I ain't got to rap to a beat. All I gotta do is learn how to rap like these niggas. Punchline. That's why so many of them niggas sound alike. Cause these niggas ain't do nothing but sit home and mimic what they saw on YouTube. That's what they did. That's why I don't watch battles. Cause I don't ever want to sound like these niggas. I don't watch battles to stay away from what the fad is. That's why all these niggas sound alike. But all these niggas stay home and watch these shits all day. And they go on with, it's kind of like music, trap music. All this shit is, you know why I don't like trap music and Future and all these niggas? Because these niggas have no legacy to me. They ever rappers. Once they ever is over, you don't hear from them niggas no more. Look at Lil Jon, look at Yin Yang Twins. They had an era. Even Master P, he had an era. Don't get me wrong, they came in, they made their money. Niggas is loaded. But their music ain't worth shit right now. So Mm-hmm. Nigga, they cutting. You ain't think about no Little John. We ain't think about no Yin Yang Twins right now. Back in the, for a minute, they had an ever. That whisper song and that shit was everywhere. Same thing with this trap music shit. Future, in about 5 to 10 more years, we ain't gonna be thinking about no fucking Future. Shit, no Fetty Wap. All this shit is ever music. Niggas still talk about Rakim and the Kings and the KRS-One. Those are legacy rappers. Some niggas left shit that niggas still take from to this day. Ain't nobody gonna take nothing from no fucking Fetty Wap, nigga.
That's a fact. Yo, right? Swave, I ain't even gonna lie to you, B. It's hard to, like, man, there was a point in time, like, where I could, like, really sit down and watch mad battles, like, back to back to back to back. It's hard to sit down and watch.
Because you have mad battles to watch.
Yeah, but
the
at the same time,
was better,
man.
Bro. The quality was
that's
better.
That's a fact.
It was less battle rappers, so the competition was tighter. So all the battles back then was damn near nail biters.
And they meant something.
Mm-hmm. Now all these fucking lyrical Lennies and these Solar System Sam, you ass niggas, is all fucking rapping.
And then, like,
and it's creating battles of bullshit. There's so many bullshit rappers battling that it's creating bullshit battles. And there's so many of them. And it's turning me off of battling. I don't even be wanting to watch the good battles no more because I'm so fucking tired of the bullshit.
Hell yeah. And then the time limits, like, nigga, these battles be an hour. Niggas is rapping for, like, 9 minutes around and shit. Like, what? Like, we got to get, let's get back to what we was really doing, man. Like, let's get back to it, man. The three-minute rounds with the time being stopped. Like, let's get back to it because this shit now is, like, turning into something else, man. It's hard to sit down and really watch this shit.
It is. My nigga P-Stack said it best, my nigga. He said this ain't battle rap. This shit is aggressive poetry.
Yep. And you know what's crazy about it? P-Stack said that shit right here on Angry Fans Radio.
Yes,
I remember.
Yo, hold on, y'all. Hold on. Go get in the bed, little boy. It's bedtime. Stop getting out the bed. Daddy, I ain't going nowhere. Yeah, my fault.
Nah, I remember that. Rest in peace, PH. I remember that.
Rest in peace, PH. Word. This shit is aggressive poetry, my nigga. This shit is Def Comedy Jam without the cameras. Well, without Russell Simmons, nigga.
Yeah, it's sad. This shit is sad, man. I mean, like I said, I like the niggas who stand out, but it's just like now it's just too many, man. So,
everybody,
niggas gotta understand, battle rap wasn't meant for everybody to do. Like, you have to be nice, like, one of the top niggas in your hood to do it. Now, there'll probably be, like, 30 niggas in the same hood doing it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Everything ain't for everybody. There's a lot of fucking, monkey see, monkey do niggas in battle rap. You don't even really belong here doing it because it seems like the thing to do.
Yep.
You know what another thing is, B? It's like, yo, when y'all was running around battling, y'all was battle rapping, but battling was just a part of being an artist. Like, it was a part of being an MC and trying to get your music out there and trying to get deals and shit like that. A lot of these niggas, like you said, don't make music. These niggas is running around just really trying to make a living off battle rap. So they battling two fucking times a week and shit.
Right.
I don't get it, man. I don't get it. Yo, battle rap, the fans are so funny in battle rap. Everybody killed JC because he wants to be oversaturated himself. But they praise DNA for it. I just don't understand how battle rap even works anymore.
My G.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that. I hate the double standards in battle rap. I get it all the time. I get it. You know what I mean? I get when I was rapping extra slow all the time, everybody told me speed it up. When I started speeding it up, they told me slow it back down. You know what I mean? It's like, I get it all the time.
crazy, bro.
They did. You right, niggas crucified Big T. They wanted Big T to stop taking. Everybody was crucifying him from rapping one time a year, battling one time a year. He started battling more than one time. Everybody told him to go back to battling one time a year. Like, you know what I mean? Like, niggas
yeah,
ain't never
no,
satisfied.
Well, yeah, Big T was choking and shit like that.
Now y'all see why he was battling one time a year.
Yeah. Now,
let that man stick to what he was doing.
Yeah. He need to go back to once a year. Did that nigga start choking? Like, B-Magic? I don't know what the fuck is really going on with B-Magic, but that nigga's like the choke master right now. Like, I've seen him with a battle on A-Hat where he choked. It's like, oh, my God. A-Hat? Like, come on. I don't know.
I don't know. Sometimes, you know, niggas still need inspiration on our end to fight the battles. Even for my opponent, we still need to draw from something. You know what I mean? I know I do. I still need some kind of inspiration. My opponent still has to inspire me. Sometimes when I battle niggas that don't inspire me, my battle may come out uninspiring. Because I had no canvas to work with. I had no idea. I just had a blank canvas, but I had no inspiration. You know what I mean? That shit is whack, too. That's how you know niggas take shit for money.
Oh, definitely.
I think B-Magic is just very uninspired right now.
All I've been thinking about lately, I pray that we meet up in heaven. All I've been thinking about lately, the streets, they might swallow me.
Yeah, what is that?
All I've been thinking about lately, these demons ain't haunting my soul. All I've been thinking about lately is trapping it back in the ooh. All I've been thinking about lately, I pray to be beat up in heaven.
All I've been thinking about, play some real shit. Don't play that bullshit.
Yo. Hold on. All right, hold on. I got to eat that one. Hold on. See, that was Wing downloaded that bullshit. And on my hand, what the fuck was that, Drake?
I don't know what the fuck that was.
You know what? Hey, yo, nah. Wing downloaded that crap, and my hand accidentally fucked around, and I hit the play button by accident. I thought that was one of y'all niggas' phones and shit.
Nah,
that was Wing right there, dude. I don't even know what the fuck that even was right there. Like, I'm deleting that shit. But I don't know, man. I'm deleting that shit. I'm sorry, man. But we play music and shit, but like that. Look at this shit. She got mad shit. Let's like, look at this shit. What the hell is this shit? She down. All right, whatever. I don't know, Sway. So Sway, are you losing love for the game? You already admitted you did, but like, so what do you do to keep it?
That's a good question. We just gotta make good quality battles, bro. And stay away from the fucks. The bullshit. We got to start weeding out some of these. I'm sorry to say, but a lot of battle rappers need to get fired, man.
Facts.
Yeah.
We got to start fading them niggas out, man. I ain't going to say no names, but I'm pretty sure the ones that everybody feel the same way about know who it is. You know what I mean? You know what I'm trying to say. Like, when I said this, when I made this statement, there was a couple battle rappers that popped into your head. That's who I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yo, so
battle rappers is wild sensitive, so I'm not going to sit here and just make call names up. But a lot of some of these leagues, they just take a fall back too. Not even just rappers, some leagues. I know y'all ain't really doing much. I need to fall back, man, and just try to resourcing and get a job with someone who's somebody more popular. And if you want to be in the game, just work it out that way. But a lot of them need to just fall back, man.
How do we get the competitiveness back in the game? Like, do the winners got to start getting more money? Like, do niggas got to start putting up some? Like,
No, absolutely not. Money fucks the game up.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, but if, all right, look, if the loser,
I think you want to know, I'm gonna tell you how to get the competitiveness back. They got to, it has to do with the money too.
What?
Tell niggas this. Say niggas want, say you got a battle, he wants 10,000 for his battle. Yo, I want 10,000. All right. But if you lose, you get 1,500.
But if that's the case, I mean, you just said it wasn't about the money, so it is about the money. That's what I'm saying.
No, listen. It shouldn't be about it. What I meant to say is it shouldn't be about the money. But being that they made it that way, this is the way you're going to have to tank them, nigga. You got to strike them when they find them.
I bet
you we get some fire material out of nigga if he feel like he gonna lose. If he feel like if he ain't getting his 10,000 if he lose, niggas is gonna gun.
Yo, I bet
niggas
that's
getting the same amount of money win or loss. Some niggas don't even give a fuck. They sign their contract and they come there with 3 miles of bullshit just to say they did it to get the
mm-hmm.
money.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Because niggas don't get their money regardless whether they win or lose. All they got to do is show up.
Mm-hmm. And they get paid.
Yeah.
Surf said on Twitter before he even battled Rugg, he was not motivated, none of that shit. He battled Rugg. Well, he wasn't terrible, but it was
battle rap right ball. Now is Puffy when he signed the lock. They in that stage. Because the lock is the hardest rap trio at one point. When they signed a bad boy, they started wearing glittery suits and shit.
Yep.
Yo, it was a point in battle rap like... It was a point in battle rap like when you went to a battle, you knew niggas was going to be trying to win. Like, now it's to the point where, like, my nigga, I don't even be knowing if I want to spend my money to go to the events because niggas don't be preparing. Like my nigga, you got to understand something. Sway,
it's a lot of favoritism now, man.
But Swave, I flew to Chicago from California. The nigga Clips didn't have a round ready. Surf said he didn't take the battle serious. Like that, like you don't know how that'll make a nigga feel, B. Like that'll make you not want to go to no more events.
Yo, listen, y'all fans gotta say something to this. Y'all fans showing y'all disappointment. It's never gonna work if y'all talk about y'all disappointed, but yeah, y'all paying for everything that happened. You know what I mean? Y'all gotta show y'all disappointment too. Y'all gotta drill the message to them niggas, man. A lot, I keep it real. A lot of the way battle rap is in the hands of the fans too. It ain't only rappers. Fans tolerating bullshit. Who would they hire for every Tom, Dick, and Harry out of y'all hand, and the shit don't even be that crazy. You know what I mean? Back, you know what I mean? You fall in love with nigga performances and not their words.
Mm-hmm. But,
you know what I mean?
But you know what, those ways? You got to think about it like this, too. You can't really say that because if that's the case, then niggas like QP and all these niggas would be the top niggas.
How you figure that?
Well, to me, QP wordplay is crazy. Ham, Chilla Jones. Are we only going based off of word?
Listen, it's a battle rap contest. So anyway, you're supposed to go by their words and their creativity and how they structure their shit and their delivery. You know what I mean? But
yeah, but
we fell in love with shit like antics. Yeah, but this era of battle rap, niggas fell in love with shit like antics. They like got niggas in love with antics. Niggas is doing damn near everything but rapping. You know what I mean? Niggas is freestyling around the bullshit, making up words. And niggas is loving it. Niggas
Yo, Sway, let me ask
shit,
you.
Making up guns in their gun bars. And niggas is loving it. Not even young niggas ain't even educating these niggas. Niggas is fooling niggas. When I aim a triple beam. I heard a nigga say that a while ago. I was working. Like, aim a triple beam. That's a scale.
It's a scale.
You got the Predator's gun? Like, I don't get it.
You're aiming a triple beam.
Yeah. DNA sprayed the machete.
I was going to say, but they all, I mean, I'll never let that go. I'll never let that go. It's different now, man. It's different now, man. I don't know. Yo, Sway, I'm going to get you up here next week. We got about 30 seconds of it. They told me and shit.
All right, so just hit me.
Yo, I appreciate you. Already know what it is, man. I fuck with you heavy. You know that already. I got to say that.
All right. All right, salute, Cap.
I know you're going to tune me out. Now, hold on. I know you're going to tune me out. It was a real quick show. Like I said, I'm running the boards on my phone. I'm tired. Like, whatever. I told you guys I had to have a show, so I made a show. You know what I'm saying? And Rayman, I am so – I'll talk to you tomorrow on the blog because I'm not letting this jail shit go. The more, like, they hear Sway say you ain't contact them, like, yo, nah. Nah, it's going to be a blog.
That's
it's going to be
corny,
two blogs, one for King of Dot and one for – It's corny. And we all know he's lying. Let's keep it a buck. We all know he's lying.
Yeah, he lying like a motherfucker, man. And if a Swave, like, to not know nothing, that's just disrespectful, man. That's fucked up. Like, that shit is corny, my nigga. That's corny. He, like, the leader of your crew don't even know what the fuck is going on with you. Like, how does that sound? He don't even know if you really was locked up. How does that sound?
I don't get it, man. I don't get it, man. It's just sad.
All that hype for nothing, Ray, man. All them diss songs, all that shit for nothing, my nigga. And then you just deleted your Twitter. You're supposed to be a musician and an artist. You have no Twitter to promote your music. All right, Ray, man.
Body bag himself. You body bag yourself.
Facts.
I don't know, man. Hey, it's gonna fuck up, man. I'm out of here, man. I'm getting mad. I'm out of here, man.
If it ain't on AFM, it don't count. Drizzy, I'm out.
Early.